this week on Texans Weekly.
I feel like we haven't played our brand of football yet on defense.
When you look at Jameis Winston, you see a very, very good young quarterback.
You know, we'll treat it like a hostage situation, you know, Andrew. We'll, you know, if he hostage right now, we going in to get him.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into Texans Weekly. It is week three in the NFL as the Houston Texans prepare to take on the Tampa Bay Bucks here at NRG Stadium. It'll be the third consecutive week that Houston has faced off against the number one overall pick at the quarterback position. Of course, it was week one, Kansas City's Alex Smith that came to NRG, and then Cam Newton in Charlotte last week for the Panthers. And that brings Jameis Winston to town here this weekend for Hispanic Heritage Day at NRG. Now, the Tampa Bay Bucks come to town after knocking off the New Orleans Saints last week. They come here confident, and the Houston Texans know they have their work cut out for them.
When you look at Jameis Winston, you see a very, very good young quarterback that's got a quick release. He's an accurate passer. You can tell he's learning the game very fast. Played much better in week two than he played in week one. You can tell he's working very hard. We knew that. You know, we knew that he was a hard worker just from studying him during a draft.
The supporting cast that a rookie has, I think it impacts how he does his rookie year. Winston, you know, has a good talent. He's a good talent, got good size, and they're bringing him along, you know, and I think they went down to New Orleans, and to win a game on the road and, you know, in front of that crowd and a good team, I think that says a lot about, you know, what he brings to the table and what their offense is capable of doing, you know. So I think that they're going to be fired up. We better be fired up to give ourselves a chance.
I feel like we haven't played our brand of football yet on defense. I feel like we haven't played the way that we should be playing on defense. So I think that's been our goal, is to get back to feeling like the Houston Texans defense, the way that we're supposed to be playing, the way that we know we're capable of playing. We haven't put it all together yet for a full 60 minutes. So that's the goal for this week, to go out there, to put it on the field, to play our style for an entire 60 minutes, to let it loose, to make plays, and go out there and just fly around. I think that's when we're at our best, is when we're flying around, everybody's making plays, we're excited, we have energy, we get the crowd into it here at home, and we just let loose, and I think that's when we play our best ball.
And, of course, Ryan Mallett will get the start once again for the Houston Texans, his second start of the season. He's confident. Bill O'Brien is confident that Ryan will build off last week and make some improvements.
I would point right away to a couple things, John. I would say the first drive of the second half last week, not to rehash last week. I really don't want to do that, but I would say that first drive of the second half was a very, very good drive. He was accurate. He was in command. He just got into a rhythm, and that's what we need to see more consistently from him. And I think this week's been a good week of practice for him. You know, I thought today he went out there and had a really good day. So, you know, those are the things I'm seeing right now.
Sometimes I feel like I try to make too many plays. Got to, you know, trust my guys to get open and throw them the ball. So this week, that's what we're working on.
Make too many plays. What do you mean when you say that?
I just do too much instead of just running plays. Just trying to take over, change the play. Sometimes we didn't have to, and sometimes we did. So just, you know, I'm going to take what the defense gives me.
There's definitely some positives from the game. You know, from his perspective, I think we watched the tape individually, he and myself, just footwork-wise. You know, he knows he can get better at that. But, you know, for the offense to go, I think we all got to do a little bit better. You know, I think from coaching down, just coaching in every position too. So the more we can all just put another step forward here, a little bit better football, then the better he'll play too.
And much of Ryan Mallett's success will depend on the health of the offensive line. Unclear still at this point whether Dwayne Brown will be back. Jeff Adams, of course, went out with a knee injury in Charlotte. So the offensive line has had some bumps, some bruises, and has been a little bit inconsistent.
In a running game, you know, where they're having to work together in combination more, whereas in the passing game, they're working in combination in the passing game, but a lot of times they're one-on-one, and it's a matter of how they set and at the same level and things like that. I would say probably I'd lean towards more the running game, getting acquainted with each other, like a left guard that hasn't really played left guard a lot, playing next to a left tackle, those types of things. But, you know, like I said last week, we practice those guys at a number of different positions, so they really do understand each other. You know, it's not like there's 20 guys up there either. You know, there's, you know, 8-9 guys that all kind of know each other pretty well, without, you know, not counting adding O'Day and, you know, they're still getting to know him, but I think he's come in here and done a pretty good job the last 2 weeks.
We have to get our rushing game going in order to be successful. Can't be one-dimensional in this league against the defenses that we have to face. I think that was the main thing I thought up front. In pass pro, we did a pretty good job, all things considered. You know, we had a a right tackle go down, had a rookie go in there and play, and everyone battled hard, but the run game suffered. And, you know, I think in this offense, you have to be able to do both in order to really be productive, and that's something we have to continue to work on.
The offensive line isn't the only position group banged up. It was a very physical game in Charlotte against the Panthers, and each and every position, though, knows that they need to step up, and no one is making excuses.
I guess I'll start with Hopkins. How is he doing?
He came in the day after the game, Tanya, and he had symptoms of a concussion, so he's going through the protocol. I was told today that he looked pretty good, so we'll see how it is tomorrow. But again, he has to pass the the concussion test in order to play. So, but I was told he feels and looks pretty good today.
I'm very confident in his toughness. I'm very confident in him preparing himself to try to give everything that he can for Sunday. But if anything does happen, you know, the show must go on. You know, we have to carry him. You know, we'll treat it like a hostage situation, you know, Andrew. If he hostage right now, we going in to get him, you know. So that's the way we'll look at it. You know, the show must go on, and we'll go out there and continue to make plays.
We're not going
to
sit here and play, you know, woe is me. We're going to just kind of move forward, take another step, and keep getting better each day.
All right, we've taken our first time out on the show, but don't go anywhere. When we come back, our weekly visit with Executive Vice President and General Manager Rick Smith. Stay with us.